8 minutes past seven, and Shane McElhattan is here with his first look at this morning's papers.
Phew York is the Irish Sun's back page headline, summing up the relief felt as Shane Lowry sealed the Ryder Cup victory overnight for Europe. Inside, the paper describes how his 6-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole ensured that Europe retained the trophy, holding his nerve in the face of one of the most extraordinary comeback attempts ever seen in golf. At one stage, the paper says, the Europeans had been in danger of suffering the greatest choke in sporting history as a succession of their biggest names fell to defeat. The Irish Daily Mail quotes Lowry as describing it as the hardest couple of hours of my whole life. The images from New York compete across the papers with the sights and sounds of the Croke Park clash between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. The Irish Daily Star describes how the Vikings nearly staged a comeback of their own to ensure a thrilling finish to the first National Football League match played on Irish soil. The Vikings may have once laid claim to Dublin, says the paper, but their US namesakes will want to forget the city, which was home to their first international defeat after four previous overseas wins. Competing views on the prospects of a border poll by the year 2030 get coverage across the papers. Taoiseach Micheál Martin's comments in New York give the Irish Daily Mail its lead story. No border poll on a united Ireland by 2030. The paper quotes the Taoiseach as believing the hard work of reconciliation has to happen before there's a move on a poll. The paper says he criticised Sinn Féin for blowing hot and cold on a poll without a blueprint for how it would happen. The Sun quotes Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald speaking at the British Labour Party conference in Liverpool as calling for details of such a referendum to be agreed before the end of the decade. The papers follow the presidential candidates as their campaigns get into gear. The Irish Independent reports from the launch of Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin's campaign in Dublin yesterday. As the only candidate without an electoral record, the paper says, his campaign will be leaning on his roots in the GAA, his work with the Defence Forces and his work in North Inner City Dublin. The Mail asks if all that will be enough. It's claiming there's unease in Fianna Fáil and that Jim Gavin has been told he needs a major win in the first presidential debate on Virgin Media One tonight. The Examiner quotes Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys campaigning in Cork City just hours after tricolours were erected on lampposts and bridges across the city, apparently as an echo of far-right anti-immigrant hoisting of flags across Dublin. Ms Humphreys told the paper the flag, as a symbol of unity, is now being co-opted into something divisive. The Irish Times leads with a damning report on the state of Ireland's water, air and land, described by the European Environment Agency as in very poor condition, with the country's economic growth achieved at the expense of that environment. The paper says the report undermines the country's projected green image. Finally, the weekend tragedy in Finglas in Dublin gets much coverage. The Independent lead story reports that Gardaí, probing the discovery of the bodies of a man and a young child on Saturday, are investigating the possibility that the man smothered his young daughter before taking his own life. The Star quotes neighbours as recalling the family as lovely and very quiet, with the man often seen with the girl on the street. The paper says Gardaí are awaiting the results of a post-mortem before determining the next course of the investigation, but officers are braced for a murder investigation in this tragic case.